This is William Otten, and I'll be talking about my short story, Something in the Way, in Superstition Review, issue 19. I wrote the story as a way to connect unsettling personal and cultural events as tension in the background that pushes the story when the disquiet itself creeps into the foreground just enough and is a little bit of fuel that jolts the narrative one way or another. The narrative combines fact and fiction and blurs imagined scenarios with real-life experiences and observations, as well as inferences that I was able to make as an adult looking back at youth through the lenses of fact and fiction. I also wrote the story as a challenge using first person. I don't normally write first person stories, but this one, with its impact stemming from perceived and imagined experiences, gelled because of that simple point of view challenge and because of the content clicking into place. Adolescent memories are a good way to get the motor going, mainly because they are inevitable. In various capacities, they remain with us. Some of them stick with us more than others, and finding out why is part of the process of amplifying, editing, or renovating them. These memories can be broad and abstract enough to show how universal experiences often are, and how people share similar traits and feelings and reactions. We all go through X, or I had something similar or exact happen to me, or this person I know. This first response is immediate and emotional. You might cringe, cry, or laugh. It hits on a primal level. But there's a second response. I never had this experience, but it's that but that allows empathy, which, if the listener is willing to open up, can be as powerful as the first direct response. Details in the mundane deepen these two respective responses, ground the story rather than letting it float in its concept or theme, add the muddied, complex human factor, which for me is always the focus, and make the piece about people living in a certain time and place. But these common things and mundane details have to tie into or play off with what the piece aims for, its overall effect. Childhood memories can also show how specific they are to the person, the place, and the time. They can be cultural and historical markers, and because of that nature, they can be recalled, reexamined, enhanced, or revised. With my story, I use these timeless feelings, community, morality, puberty, hearsay, assumptions, innuendos, gossip, and those old standbys, sex, violence, grotesquerie, and death. And I also discovered how particulars intensified these broad general feelings and responses. In the story's case, America in the 1990s and its mass media, consumerism, and youth culture. Memory is fallible, and while that interests me, what interests me more about memory is that it is malleable. And depending on certain emotional contexts and situations, fades in and out, one memory overshadowing another. For Something in the Way, I had memories, details, and experiences that appeared on their own or arrived because of connotations. I started playing around with them, seeing how they opened or closed doors for each other, and after some drafts, something with weight started to gain momentum. And when that happened, it was time to engage this more solidified thing rather than keep sketching. A memory, in whatever form it comes, be it an image, a sound, smell, or tactility, is nothing more to me than a point to start from or to end at. But whether the memory is the beginning or the finish, if I stay too close to memory, I can lose too many other possibilities because I end up relying too much on the memory. And while I can explore it, I have to transform it somehow. This looseness increases freedom and places demand on the imagination as it relates to content. Maybe a nonfiction writer feels otherwise, but when I read poetry or fiction or hear a song, I don't want to stay under the thumb of the actual event or memory. I don't necessarily want something factual. I don't long for objective fact because objective fact loses emotional edges. I want the content to feel like a fact or to feel like a truth, to feel like life. I'm after an adequate feeling, not an equal one-to-one correlation or confirmation, something akin to verisimilitude. And to achieve this effect, something else has to take over. Something else has to take me from beneath the burden of dry fact. And for me, a method to do that is to treat the content, all its images, associations, its words, its makeup, like mere material, and twist, pull, bend it, and find out how all of it or a part of it does or does not fit with the overall narrative or main pulse of the piece. While I work on my writings, two kinds of knowledge typically blend for me, and they did so for Something in the Way. I understand how the brain works, its need for patterns, cohesion, and meaning. I also have an intuitive curiosity to understand how and why people behave the way they do. I believe certain human attributes won't go away anytime soon, no matter the policy that we throw at them or assume will bring about change, without engaging the human as a person who has many nooks and crannies inside the heart and head, not simply data points. But I also believe that those attributes can be magnified or diminished inside larger social and historical forces, or inside personal dramas or silences. Although we're less physically connected in our hyper-digital age, technology, in my opinion, even when it was pre-social media, as in the 1990s and in my story's context, amplifies what's built into us and what we can't avoid, have to face, restrain, or let out. To echo William Blake's dichotomy of innocence and experience, innocence creates a reality for a young person or a less experienced adult in which mostly everything is protected in a bubble and not punctured by human desires, emotions, and selfishness, or by indifferent natural forces. And yet, the sting of experience forces people to find ways to survive, hope, and reclaim order and redemption. Something in the Way is an act of fiction, even the parts that I didn't have to make up.